K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, hi.
Who's this?
This is Tasha.
Hello, Tasha.
I've had a date, and I would like a second date, and
I like her. She's direct.
I do, too. Nice.
He's not. I don't know why I'm not having a second date yet.
Aw.
Have you tried?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it's interesting because we live in the same apartment complex.
Oh. Yeah.
I met him when he saw me moving in, and he, like, helped me bring some of my stuff in, and that was really nice and sweet. And so I thought, you know, a nice thank you would be to take him to dinner or, you know, pay for dinner or whatever. And so he picked a place. I would like to let him have a do-over because he did pick Rally.
Rally's nice. Interesting choice.
Yeah,
to the point.
But, you know, it's okay. It was, you know, sort of like just after we finished moving me in and all that kind of stuff.
So why Rally's?
I guess because it's probably walking distance from our apartment. And I guess he thought it would be nice to sit outside.
Well, if you'd been moving,
right?
Maybe he was trying to be courteous. I don't know.
I don't know. It seems like he's avoiding me, but I don't know. I don't know why.
Well, that's no good at all. Well, we can call him. We can probe around a little bit, see what's going on there for you.
Okay.
What's his name?
His name is Devin.
Devin. All right. Hold on a second. We're going to get his phone number. We're going to call him, okay?
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Now, you know, Tasha, I have to admit, first time I went to Rally's was maybe a couple years ago, and I am partial to their French fries.
I told you would be.
I know, you were right.
Well, the French fries were all right. But, you know, I mean, it's not exactly like
date food.
A great date place.
Okay. Yeah.
I would have got the fries, lover fry anyway.
Well, I know you would have, dear.
All right, hold on a second here. We're going to call Devin's phone here, see if we can figure out what's going on for you, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there. Is Devin available?
Yeah, this is Devin.
Hi, Devin. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99. What you doing?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, what are you doing?
Nothing.
We're just trying to play Cupid, you know, doing that.
Oh.
Second date thing. Yep.
Oh, right. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So we got a phone call from a neighbor of yours.
Uh-huh.
Tasha?
You guys allowed her to be on the radio?
Why? She's
allowed her to be on the radio? What do you mean?
Did she... Wow. This is kind of a shock. You guys, like, aware of what she looks like?
No, dude, it's a radio.
What does she look like? I know.
I mean, she sounded cute. I mean, she had a very pleasant voice. Why? Is she heinous?
No, she does have mostly a pleasant voice. She's kind of... She definitely has a cute... innocent look to her, but that is not in reality what she is.
So she looks okay, everything's fine. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we didn't go on a date, but like it was like extremely uncomfortable. So, I mean, we had like everyone was staring at us. The family was sitting next to us were like just gaping at us. It was really awkward being around her.
This is at Rally's,
right? I was gonna say, right? You guys sitting underneath the big red umbrellas?
Yeah. We were outside at Rally's.
What the heck could happen at Rally's, dude?
I mean, yeah.
I still honestly feel kind of embarrassed for what I put everyone else through.
What is going on? Why? Why were you embarrassed?
Did she eat with her mouth open?
No. God, I wish it was only that. That's fixable. She dropped an F-bomb, like, every sentence.
F-bombs?
Cussing up, yes. She was cussing up a storm. Like, she's got a mouth of a sailor. It's ridiculous.
I kind of like her better.
Somebody cussed so much that there were some kids next to us with their parents, and the parents just took the kid and the food and left.
Oh, man.
Around her.
So she's loud, too, then.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really loud. She cusses like it carries. We were sitting under the red umbrella table, and it just yelled at one of the people behind the counter, told her, F you! Really loudly, and they were going to call the manager, and the manager was going to call the cops.
What was she so upset about?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing was a big deal. We had our order. Like, I didn't understand where all this ferocity was coming from. I thought we were having a fine time.
So,
this litany of curse words out of nowhere.
So, was she upset, or was this just part of her everyday vocabulary?
I mean, yeah, it felt like both. She wasn't really angry at stuff, but she had an angry energy, but, like, just was cussing for no reason.
You.
Oh, there you go.
Kevin, you took me to f***ing rallies, okay? Like, that's not a good first date, you know? I mean, a**hole do that, right? Like, what the f***? You were a really nice guy, and then all of a sudden you f***ing take me to rallies.
Apparently, that's
like
a problem.
Why would I not be using my language like I want to?
I'm
really?
Okay, sure. No, I'm just, it was close by in a cheaper restaurant, and I just moved and had a lot of expenses. So I was just trying to save everyone.
Seriously, and what is wrong with the way that I talk? Like, I had five older brothers. This is how they talk. This is how our family talks. You know, that's how people talk, Devin.
I don't know how everyone talks.
It's not a sailor. It's just the way that people converse with one another. Devin, what are you, some kind of baby? Like a little tiny crying baby? Like, have you ever heard the F word before? What the
Devin, you still there?
I'm kind of mute to it now. I'm sorry. So yeah, it kind of washes over me.
Maybe it's something that'll grow on you.
Maybe or not. I mean, Tasha has got a point. Some people do talk like this, but you know, civilized adults don't. So I don't need to use those words.
I mean, I just don't get it. Why is such a problem? You took me to rallies.
She's really upset about
yeah,
that, Devin.
So.
Yeah, I'm getting that, yeah.
Big Bufords are not good.
I like them.
I just thought it was going to be like a picnic, you know, like sitting outside, having the food, you know, nice rest after moving all day. Yeah, I just thought it was a nice little easy thing to do.
Well, it was easy for you. I mean, and it's not a damn picnic. I mean, like, it's not even McDonald's. What the hell?
There is no air conditioning.
Yeah.
Get that.
Well, you know what? Tasha, I am impressed by your extensive vocabulary.
Right, you got one.
That is very good.
That's how people talk.
I don't. Whereabouts do people talk like that?
Do you have HBO, Nancy? I mean, like, that, it's all over the place. This is how people talk in movies. This is how people talk in HBO. Like, what shows do you watch? Do you watch like Full House? Like,
Oh, now it's on. Well, you know what my dad would say? You need your mouth washed out with soap.
So, is this where we jump in and try and help out?
Yeah, sure.
I think Devin's afraid.
Devin just kind of disappears. So here's the deal. If you both agree right now to go on a second date, we'll send you on a second date, not to Rally's sit-down restaurant if you want to give it a shot. Maybe a bar would be better.
I would say no, Devin. No.
Yeah, guys, I think I'm good. I'm going to stand with my decision.
Run away.
Need a second date. Yeah, no, I'm yeah.
Well, all y'all.
What did I do?
You're the worst one.
I didn't do
You're
anything.
You're the one that made her mad.
I didn't make her mad.
See, yeah, you did.
She's gone.
Okay, well.
Devin, sorry.
Boy, Devin, really.
I hope is it going to be on the radio? Because, guys, that was a lot of cuss words.
Extensive editing.
There's going to be a lot of bleeps in this one.
So that was interesting, guys. But, hey, I mean, how about we all go to rallies?
Now that I'm game for.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That sounds delicious.
I'll get me a big Buford, my fry lover's fry.
Yeah, you know, we'll all hang out.
Yeah.
Oh, she's wearing off on you.
Ah, I did it again. Okay, we'll see you in West Carrollton. Thanks, guys.
Hey, sounds good.
I'm game.